When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, if you would like to watch a video of wives getting caught cheating on camera, go to the YouTube link in description. Viewer discretion advised.
I have officially branded myself as the biggest perv. And I 100% deserve it. This happened an hour ago, and I'm still shaking in fear about how my life will now become from now on. There's two situations that leads to the conclusion of the FU. First situation. Asked sister-in-law to borrow her 360 pocket camera for a trip wife and I are soon vacationing to. Found out the memory card still had content. Her husband travels a lot, and she made a 1-hour POV style 360 PRN video, assuming sent to him a while back. I've had the hots for her for the past 8 plus years. Before she got married and I have, there were several times sexual tensions arose between the two of us. Living together for a year as strictly roommates, movies, dinners, getting drunk while watching movies just the two of us, breakfasts, etc. A certain trust or test was implemented and nothing ever happened between the two of us, as at the time I was dating my now wife, which was working at a distance. But damn it, at the time if she just had touched my hand once back then, I think I would have lived a whole different life. So finding this video, I thought I struck gold. I could have what I've always fantasized about, gifting my past self, while living my happy current life. Second accident. I have an automated house that lights up the house with geolocation. Before the app worked with Apple HomeKit, a third-party app needed to be downloaded which tracks your family and friends. Free version only allows you to add one person, so my wife. Wife and I have had this app for 3 years now, even if it's useless now after an app update a couple years back on the original app. We never deleted it since it was so useful for tracking each other using notifications. I get a notification when she's at work and when I arrive at work, we also both get notifications when one arrives home. Good for times where she does groceries, for example, and I get a notification to prompt me to go out and help her out. Or when I work late and finally leave the office, prompting her to set up the dinning table. Last night she fell asleep without charging her phone. I hate when she does that. Today she goes to work with barely any battery. What if she needs to call the police or hospital for an emergency? I have the day off today. Today was the day I'd do the deed. I don't only go with simple 360 video, but literally set it up on my VR headset in bed with AirPods on. The whole experience. This would have lasted me tops 5 minutes. But the foreplay she does is long and boring. Then the action starts and I go on. Wife's phone didn't give a notification as she arrived, because of her now dead phone. She comes to the bedroom to see me masturbating in bed with VR goggles on. She knows I masturbate occasionally but never saw me do it. I sneak it in here and there. But VRPRN was never discussed as an is it cheating if thing. You know the convo I'm talking about. Is it cheating if you have a S-time doll? Is it cheating if it's a robot? Is it cheating if you put a pleasure toy on and someone from across the internet strokes you in real time, etc.? It was the type of convo we'd have at the very start of our relationship when we were still friends 10 years ago, to see how far one could take it. Weird, I know, but let's say it was one of these pre-game convos to see if we're on the same page before things started getting serious. Pre-game convos were not only about S-time, by the way. Anyways, VR wasn't a thing back then, so was never discussed. So I never knew if it was right or wrong for me to do so. I guess it was wrong since she rushed in and ripped the goggles from my face. That's when I see her in the room. The fuck? She says. Then she looks inside. Is that my sister? I'm ducked. She still had her shoes on from arriving. So she just grabbed her bag with the VR headset and left the house, seeing from the tracking app. She's at her parents' house, which are neighbors of the sister-in-law. I'm ducked. Edit 2. So basically this is what happened tonight. Once my wife arrived at her parents' house, that's when I received notification her phone was back on and charging. Some people asked about the app. It's called Life360, It also gives battery percentage notifications when it runs low or when phone is back on. I was already typing the long story on Reddit when suddenly that notification appeared, which I last minute checked and wrote she was at her parents' house before posting. So basically, after posting, after feeling a bit better by telling someone and having a bit of weight off my shoulders, I was pacing around the apartment while trying to give her calls after calls, but it kept saying her phone was busy. This went on for 45 minutes, or forever, couldn't focus on the time. All of a sudden the sister-in-law calls. I ignored. I was way too scared to face this. She called 5 times in a row while I just watched it ringing, then she gave up. Then just a text saying call me. I left the apartment and decided to go watch a movie at the theater, needed to get distracted, which didn't help as I didn't focus once on Detective Pikachu. I received a call from my wife during the movie but I ignored. She knows I have an Apple Watch and I receive all notifications, so she knows I was ignoring. She only called once. Sister-in-law 3 more times during the movie. I left the theater and decided to go back home. On the drive back I received notification she arrived home. Now I was petrified. But my out-of-body experience just told me fuck it, suck it up. Just get it over with it. Arrived home. Was getting ready for the acid storm about to happen. That out-of-body experience came back really quickly to reality as I got to the door and then had that fear again. I know she got notification I was back. I get in the house, and both wife and sister-in-law are in the living room on the couch. I didn't say anything. Wanted one of them to speak first. What if I said sorry but there was nothing to be sorry about? At this point I was trying to gauge the mood. I'm not for confrontations or leading conversations, I'm very introverted. But I know I should be the first to say sorry. But didn't know how. Wife then says I spoke to sister-in-law about what happened. She knows. Ducked up in the head of Amy, out of reflex says knows what. She says don't lie, the video. I was red flushed I'm sure. My heart was beating so fast. Then wife said she has deleted the video. This is when I apologized to both of them. So very very much. Almost crying. I saw all the Reddit comments about divorce and all, and I was really upset at myself, but deserved it, but not. But yes. But no. Then sister-in-law speaks. She says you do understand this video wasn't for you, then she goes on for 10 minutes to tell me what I already know. I was wrong. I kept nodding, but then this drama comes out that ducked with me. She said that it wasn't for her husband neither. He's been constantly traveling to Bulgaria voluntarily at any chance he could for work, but also through the years he's been having an affair with a colleague there which works at that branch. She knew for a while and let it slide as he was still providing for sister-in-law. But the providing became less and less. Wife knew too about this as she and her sister are so close, but the info was kept within the family to avoid dishonor. This is a big Eastern mentality to have. And it's not the first time family info was kept secret from me. But now they told me because of the circumstance, I was told not to apologize or speak to her husband as he does not know about this video. Sister-in-law is seeing someone else, her husband and her both live as roommates for now. The divorce word can never go out, but she's found someone long distance and that video was for him. The reasons for all the calls was to not mention anything to her husband. Sister-in-law feared that if I did, then this video would have been proof held during divorce process as if she was at fault. It was a very emotional afternoon. I felt like throwing up many times. The focus was more on sister-in-law and her life though, and her shame for having kept her relationship going as long as it has. The guy is barely leaving any money on the side for her anymore, so she's been sleeping more and more at her parents' house. Me obtaining the video didn't come up more than once. I don't know if it was because it was too embarrassing for everyone or what. But it will come up another day for sure. Maybe after everyone has relaxed and tears dried. I'll have an honest conversation with my wife about my wrongdoings and also include if VRPRN is fine or not. For tonight, my wife invited sister-in-law to stay and sleep over. We got some food and drank a few bottles of wine to make us forget a bit, although it felt awkward as fck. Sister-in-law seemed to be feeling better. She was smiling and laughing and slapping my shoulder or kicking me under the table every time I made a joke. She seemed more open with me now. I was one of the people to know her secret, she could trust and talk to if she needs. We will all three sleep in sleeping bags in the living room like camping to keep her company during this tough time for her. Wife seemed okay for now too. Edit 3 by his wife. This is his now ex-wife. Did he not realize, or too dumb to remember we share everything, including the same Reddit app? I logged on to see this throwaway as the default login account. I've removed all of this personal story for my family's protection and changed this account's password. Although it might be too late and already circulated online, I took a look through the comments and was seriously disgusted by most of the responses suggesting to timely approach both of us last night. Which my sister did mention he tried something in the middle of the night. This guy is incredibly living in another world. I'm only posting this to reassure everyone thinking he got away with it, that these types of scumbags do not. I came home yesterday with my sister to pack my ass in. I saw his update saying I seemed alright, but I was keeping it in for the next morning. The reason we slept in the living room is because I didn't want him to see my bags in the corner of the bedroom. He came home suddenly before I finished packing. It wasn't fun camping or a picnic. This morning, before he woke up, we grabbed the rest of my stuff and left. I went to the bank and froze our joint account before he irresponsibly starts taking cash out. I'm not seeing him anymore, going to lawyer up, give away all this Reddit gold to the comments that I feel were actually reasonable, and divorce his ass. Oh, and if you can read this, I've deleted the tracking app. My lawyer will call you to unfreeze your share and take the steps to unlink me from any other tracking apps you might have on me. TLDR, his life is ruined. Redditor's reactions. Redditor 1, of the 14,605 scenarios I have seen, you survive. None. Redditor follow-up, in order to take that VR back, you must lose that which you love. A soul for a soul. Redditor 2, it wasn't the VR, man. You don't need to have the what constitutes as cheating discussion to know that masturbating to your wife's sister is wrong. Now when she sees her sister she has to think about the fact you want to stick it in her. You're supposed to be family, man. You can't act on base instincts like that with family. Also, it sounds like you need to figure your asset out. You add in backstory about this thing you had with your wife's sister like it pardons you for jerking it to her because it's just fantasy and not actually sleeping with the woman I still seem to be crushing on. No man, that makes it worse. You need to let this fantasy of the two of you together go completely, and treat her like your biological sister, if you want any chance of staying with your wife. TLDR, stop perving on your wife's sister. It's a complete violation of trust. The past is the past. Edit, I misread the part where she was mad then looked and saw her sister. I assume she knew it was her sister when she ripped off the headset. Maybe VR headset hooked up to the computer as is sometimes done. I still think VRPRN is something you can talk about pretty reasonably. VRPRN with your sister-in-law? Not so much. It was definitely the meat of the problem. Edit 2, my first gold, oh my god. Thank you kind stranger amused. Redditor follow up, the fact that he still was holding a candle to the sill while dating and married to his wife, I can't even begin to imagine how heartbroken his wife must feel to learn that she was her own husband's second choice. Op should have done them both a favor long back and ducked off from their lives. Redditor 3, an actual duck up and it happened today. Best post 2019. Redditor 4, I think you just wanted to flex on us with those ARPDS. Redditor 5, yeah you're def screwed. If it was anyone other than her sister you may have been able to come back. Redditor 6, Uda. Redditor 7, a PR vert and divorced. Now that's a tifu. Edit oh hey, I got a silver. I feel so special for pointing out Op's fate. To non-believers, this sounded really plausible and y'all men should know, VCK brain can make you do very very dumb stuff. Edit 2 ha 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 Op did got divorced. Sorry for the ex-wife and her family. But Op really dug up his grave and awarded the biggest ducked up of 2019. Redditor 8, I think you blew right past being the biggest perv and just landed yourself with a lifetime's worth of issues. RIP, my dude. Redditor follow up, I saw this post before the original post was edited, can you please explain? Redditor 9, hope you saved a copy of the video because that's all the s time you're gonna get in a long time while the divorce goes on. Redditor follow up, she took the VR headset to her parents to share with her sister. 'Tis the end of time for this one.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.